How are you approaching hormonal therapy of postmenopausal women right now?
At the present time, for a patient who is HER2-new negative and not extremely high risk and postmenopausal, I recommend tamoxifen followed by exemestane unless they have a high risk of thromboembolic complications, very sedentary, have previously had a DVT, a TIA, and then I steer those patients to Arimidex up front. If a patient is HER2-new amplified, then I would recommend Arimidex up front. At today's presentation, I think Tony Howe highlighted this issue in the attack patients. You can lose some of them to relapse early. And so the question is, should one wait 2.5 years to go on to an aromatase inhibitor? So for a patient at extremely high risk, many positive lymph nodes, HER2-new amplified, but still receptor positive, those patients I would steer to an aromatase inhibitor up front. We will learn subsequently from the big trial, which is looking at the sequence of Femara versus tamoxifen versus the two to see which is going to be better. But in lieu of that, I tailor this to the risk level.
Why do you use tamoxifen in lower risk women?
Well, I think that we know from the tamoxifen followed by exemestane, and I'm saying tamoxifen followed by exemestane, I'm not saying tamoxifen alone, but if their risk is low, then I think that the sequential offers some of the benefits of tamoxifen in terms of bones and lipid that one doesn't get with an aromatase inhibitor.
What about the risk of thrombosis, stroke, et cetera, in the first couple of years?
Well, I think that if you have a young woman who's never had a blood clot, who's thin and active, and postmenopausal and hormone receptor positive, then I think tamoxifen followed by exemestane is an excellent option. I think 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor can be hard on patients, particularly with the joint aches. One sees more joint aches with these agents, on average, than one does with tamoxifen, although there's a baseline of joint aches, 25%, seen from the attack trial with tamoxifen. So I think it's a trade-off. If a woman doesn't have a uterus, it's much easier to use tamoxifen followed by exemestane also, compared with Arimidex. So I tailor this to the aggressiveness of the disease, number of positive lymph nodes, HER2-new positivity or negativity, whether you have a uterus or not, how much DJD the patient has underlying. I think all of these things have to be factored into the decision-making, and all of these right now are good options.